Female journalist speaks out after being attacked by Antifa at Portland State University. Yep, they cleared out Portland State University last week. The library just got absolutely trashed. Here we've got a really good article, a really good kind of documentation of how the encounters with Antifa go. Let's get into it. Here we go. I've heard so many of you mention Seattle soy boys. Those are weak, blue-haired men who have lost their traditional masculinity. It's undeniable that such weakened masculinity in urban areas, it's had significant impacts. These feminized men are easier to control and less likely to push back, aligning with a societal shift that labels outspoken men as sexist or misogynist. Meanwhile, mainstream media demonizes traditional masculinity, calling it toxic. Research shows a dramatic decline in men's testosterone levels and physical strength over recent decades, influenced by sedentary lifestyle and poor diets. That's why I recommend Black Forest Turkesterone with Tongkat Ali supplement. This plant-based product promotes increased testosterone and muscle mass while reducing stress. I've personally experienced improved recovery times and overall energy levels. Dubbed the feminization killer, this supplement combines two potent natural testosterone boosters. It's an effective way to counteract soy boy syndrome. With Black Forest Turkesterone, I see noticeable improvements in energy, strength, and sleep quality. You too can experience these benefits with an exclusive buy two, get one free offer available on their website. Black Forest Supplements is operated by patriots committed to resisting a system that aims to weaken us. By supporting this sponsor, you can help sustain this channel and reclaim robust health and confidence. Check out the special link below for this promotion. Thank you for your support. Let's watch a little video. Here we go.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free, free Palestine!
Good. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Hey. So funny. This guy literally runs into the cop and is rappelled backwards. I mean, just look at this. This guy is just standing there. He just goes like this. Cop just goes, this cop isn't a monster. It's just that this ridiculous wannabe protester who's got a garbage can cut in half with the bottom off, that is his shield. We're using a shield. We ran out of the metal ones, therefore, you know, the big aluminum ones, plus those were heavy. So we would like to go with the lighter and more flexible shield, which is a garbage can. So ridiculous. They're just playing. They're just playing. This is what we're doing. This guy just gets body blocked, and it didn't take this cop much effort, right? I mean, you don't see him going like this, right? Just gearing up. He's just like, yep, you're down. These are children.
Look down. Do something better. Do anything. Do anything better.
No. I'd say, you know, what they were doing was pretty good. They were arresting your worthless asses, and I'm okay with that. Because what did you guys accomplish? Let's see. You destroyed the Portland State University library. You got arrested. Yeah. So far, I'm not coming up with, you did a bunch of vandalism. You did a lot of graffiti. You complained about maybe not getting enough food, even though that one chick at that point, I mean, she is well-nourished. She's a revolutionary that has not missed a lot of meals. So let's get into this article, because there's some stuff on here it's pretty interesting. It's from a standpoint of this is reality. Female photojournalist was attacked by alleged Antifa members last week at Portland State University in a harrowing caught-on-camera confrontation, said the leftist extremists. They will continue to wreak havoc because they never face consequences. Absolutely true, especially in Portland. A friend that I was with said, turn around, there's a problem. So I turned around, and there was a group of Antifa in Block walking up on us, meaning Black Block, meaning the all Black, because that way, when they commit their crimes, nobody can finger them. Nobody can point out who they are. They cover up all their tattoos. They wear masks. They wear hats, even in 90-degree temperatures. And I could tell that they were going to target me, Shelley Bufarache told Fox News Digital. Bufarache, an independent photojournalist and reporter for the Publica, was a stay-at-home mom who started covering the news in 2016. What began as a part-time gig has evolved into a passion project that has taken her to chaotic scenes in Berkeley, Portland, Seattle, and Los Angeles to cover riots, protests, and unrest. She ended up at Portland State when anti-Israel agitators occupied the library on campus last week, and the frightening ordeal resulted in her becoming a target. Probably already a target before then if she's covered much of these guys at all. Because you'll see their interactions with like Jonathan Cho, and they'll take their umbrellas and they'll try and block his using of his camera, of his phone. They're just so weak. If you're not doing anything wrong, you should be willing in a public setting, to allow whomever to video. But they don't want you to video because they know you might catch a clip of them doing their typical shenanigans. Maybe it's a little bit of graffiti. Maybe it's smashing a window. Maybe it's breaking into a Starbucks. Who knows? Maybe it's destroying Portland State University's library. I ended up at Portland State a couple of days ago because I knew there was an encampment there. I saw, of course, what I would consider the usual people, a lot of people in what they call Black Block, head-to-toe black clothes. They cover their hands, they wear boots, they cover all their tattoos, she said. I was talking to some of the football players at Portland State University, and I looked over my shoulder, and it was a woman dressed in Block. I covered her in a trial. She was a defendant. I knew who she was, and I knew she knew who I was, Bufarache continued. I've been threatened by Antifa and doxxed by Antifa many times. Bufarache said that she made it clear that she didn't want any problems and asked the woman to leave her alone. The woman initially obliged and walked off, according to Bufarache. That was when she turned around and was approached by a group of Antifa members. This should go well. They started yelling at me to get the F out of there. And there were several of them, and they're all over this park. So I wasn't sure what to do. And I just kind of froze in my spot. I started to film them. I let them know that I felt threatened, Bufarache said. I pulled out my pepper gel spray that I carry with me for just cases like this. I've only had to use it once. And I just let them know that I had it and not going to get for them not to get any closer, she said. One of the men continued to get closer to me, taunting me, wanting me to spray him. That's when you just give him a right in the eyeball, right in the eyeball. And then all hell breaks loose. Somebody bring me medic. Bring me milk. Medic, bring me milk. I've got my eyes a little bit red. It's a little bit agitated because that woman over there, she sprayed me. Somebody put her in a timeout. These are just little children. Just little children. Live action role playing at life. Bufarache's footage shows the group of masked individuals urging her to use the pepper spray. Do it. Do it. Spray the F into that guy's eye, right in his eye. When one announced they had an even bigger can of it. If you're going to do that to us, I've got the big can right here. I'm going to spray you. So ridiculous. The man then took out his can of pepper spray and began shaking it while approaching Bufarache, she said. I'm not a big guy. Standing up to these people isn't going to work for me, she said. They're not going to be scared of my strength or that I might beat them up. Later, when covering another protest at the school, Bufarache said that she was approached by an Antifa spotter who recognized her as someone the group wouldn't want to cover their antics and alerted others to her presence. I looked out of the corner of my eye and I saw another independent photojournalist, and he was filming that whole interaction, and I thought, oh great, he's going to shoot them hurting me, and he's filming another tall guy in Block goes right after him and starts a fight with him, Bufarache said. Yeah, they never want to be videoed. because they're up to illegal activities and they know it and they don't want it on tape, right? They don't want it videoed because, yeah, they might go to jail. Yeah, they want less evidence. So one of my earlier podcasts today, actually it was a live stream, talked about how Rose City anti-info group basically took responsibility for torching 17 police cars at a police training center in Portland. He straight came right out and said, yeah, this is our doing. We burned them up and we wish we could burn 1,000 more police cars, something like that. Right? These are domestic terrorists. You need to throw them in jail, throw away the key, come back in a couple of decades and see if they're still wearing black block. Yeah. Let's just see how you did. Solitary confinement. The video, which was provided to Fox News Digital, shows the journalist warning the alleged Antifa member to back away when the recording device was suddenly slapped away from his hand. Vifarache said that she saw the encounter and caught it on video. She went to retrieve her fellow journalist's phone while he tussled with the man who slapped it to the ground. I just got knocked over and I don't know how many people it was because I was just not losing my equipment and I started screaming and then I could feel people on my legs, so I started kicking. I heard this lady say, "Stop!" And I look up and it's a woman standing. She stood over the top of me while they were trying to get equipment off of me and stop them. She was like a normal person walking her dog, Vifarache said. Just somebody going through the campus. And they're like, oh, these people on all black block, they're attacking this woman journalist. Yeah. So for being anti-fascist, their behavior is 100% fascist. Do what we say or get the F out. Get out. You got a can of pepper spray? We got a bigger one. We're going to use it on you because we need you out of here. Now, this is Portland State University, right? Yeah, this is on campus. And what are campus authorities doing? Big fat goose egg. They're doing jack diddle. They're not doing anything. They support terrorists. Yeah, Hamas. Antifa, you betcha. They're both terrorists. One's terrorist, you know, foreign country. One's domestic terrorist here on the streets of Portland. So people that are on the ground at Portland State University call themselves anti-fascists. They're really not anti-fascists. They're lefty extremists. And they've been allowed to take over whatever they want in this city. And I've seen it in other cities, Seattle as well. And that's who is running the vast majority of these big pro-Palestinian rallies. They organize. They're well-funded. We've talked on this channel about who's funding them. Politico yesterday, the day before, said, you know what? This is absolutely shocking, but the people that are funding these pro-Palestinian rallies, they're Biden's top donors. This is shocking. What? How did we get here? I'm not sure what's going on to stop them from doing this if they never face any consequences. They never do. I think you gotta call a spade, and these folks are domestic terrorists, and you gotta start throwing the book at them. We talk about, you know, throwing the book at them and all that, but when you're in a leftist city, an extreme leftist city like Portland, police can arrest them, be brought up on charges. And then the district attorney will say, no, they were just peacefully protesting. Now they're beating the crap out of a female, you know, journalist. But you know, besides that, it was mostly peaceful. Portland State Library. There's just a scooch of vandalism. And, you know, if it's an inanimate object, is it really violence? That's the kind of crap that they'll throw out there, right? Just a bunch of nonsense. It's children basically playing at adults, playing that they're revolutionaries because nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. The cause that they're talking about is over 6,000 miles away. Yeah. Nobody's listening to you guys. You guys are just going through this whole performative thing. I mean, we saw the shield that you had. It was a cut up piece of garbage can. Yeah, it's flexible. It's not going to do a lot of shielding. I know it was light. It was light. I'll give you that. That was a big one, right? Now, how long did it take you to cut through the, you know, whatever plastic kind of material in that garbage can? Probably a while. You must have been up all night. I mean, you must have gotten hungry and needed to have some DoorDash delivered, you know, in case they do a food embargo on you. Whole thing is just absolutely absurd. These children are absurd. She also posted footage of the situation on social media. I edited a video of what happened to me yesterday as I was getting ready to leave Portland State here in Portland. This is something that comes with the territory. I put only the highlights in here. These sociopaths have wreaked havoc on the city for years now. Let's watch this video. Why not? You know what I mean? Why not?
Get the fuck out of here. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
That shit fucking happened.
Fucking pervert. She should leave. She's not welcome here.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't have a problem using it.
Okay, then.
You're going to record yourself assaulting us.
Yeah, dumbass.
If I'm afraid, it's not an assault.
Go ahead. Actually, spray me while you're recording. Will you spray me while you're recording?
I'm just going to walk backwards here.
I got mace too, bitch.
Okay, put that back.
Mine's bigger.
So? I came here to film what's going on at the library.
You're not pressed. You don't have a job. You're backing up. What?
Don't get any closer to me.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
You. Who the fuck are you? Why do I care?
This is a college campus. We don't need people.
This is City Parks.
That motherfucker's resting in piss, bitch.
Call a lawyer.
Yeah, call him right now. Call him right now.
Leave. You guys are so brave. So brave.
Well, you're backing up. So and you brave. Have a weapon in your hand.
You have a mob, which is what you always have.
Bring your homies in.
Get away.
Or what?
If you get any closer, I'm going to take that as a threat.
Well, did they make a threat? Did they say anything that was a threat? Did anyone say they were going to do anything? Were there any actionable threats made or said?
You pulled a can of mace. And you're
dumbass. You literally have a weapon in your hand.
I don't care.
Oh, well, that's
clearly.
Clearly.
No, it's self-defense. It's self-defense.
Defense from what?
You. You're a man. You're bigger than me. And you're scaring me.
What have I done?
You're a man. You're bigger than me. And you're scaring me.
You're scared? Oh, you're scared?
Okay, why don't I take over from here then if he's scaring you?
Well, you're scary too.
What?
Oh, you're scared of everything.
Oh, my God, look at scary.
She's tiny.
I think it's probably best for you to leave. You know that you're not welcome here. I personally wouldn't want to be in spaces like this if I were you.
This person
is antagonistic.
I've never been antagonistic. I literally just fell.
Oh, my God.
You know that your presence is antagonistic.
I really don't care what you think of my presence.
So she's filming in Portland State University in the center. And somehow that is antagonistic. These people are literally, look at this guy over here. Look at this guy. I mean, they're just little children. They're little children that need to be spanked. That's what they need. They need a good spanking and then put in a timeout in the corner because they're just, worthless.
At all.
Parents. Their parents must be so proud.
Huh?
Feelings mutual.
I don't care that you don't like me.
I don't care that you exist.
What was that?
Oh, zinger. Got her with the zinger. I don't care that you exist. What did we miss there?
Fuck yourself.
Oh. Wow.
I see you walked away.
That's a throwdown.
You want to come back? You want to come back, bitch?
I suggest you don't.
Or what?
Don't get close to me.
She's leaving.
The thing I find wild about that is that that's a female. That's a female that is from my understanding. She is not, she's not an enormous individual. And she basically just went there to film. And that is the response they got. So if that doesn't just scream, just absolutely scream domestic terrorism, I don't know what does. I mean, they're just terrorizing people, right? For no good reason. I mean, viva la revolution, right? I mean, these are kids playing. They can't think real well. They eat too much. It's sad to see, but these children, this is what society has allowed them to become. And somehow they've gotten this notion that what they're doing is really important. Yeah, they're not doing anything, right? They're tearing things down. And, you know, through violence, we're going to get to safety. You literally see this said by these folks. They're children playing at life, and they're not playing very well. I mean, they're not playing well with others. That interaction with this journalist, from my perspective, this woman couldn't be less threatening. And it's not like she has a gun. She's got her camera, she's got her phone or whatever, and she's just videoing. And these people are so worked up because they know that what they're doing is, you know, different segments of this protest is just flat out breaking the law. But because this is Portland, Portland allows this kind of behavior, and it allows Antifa to just do their thing. Need to put a law in the books. And if you're a member of Antifa, automatic 5 years when you commit a crime, something along those lines. Because this isn't freedom of speech. This isn't a freedom of speech thing. This is just terrorizing people and terrorizing a woman who's running around just taking some footage. And you can't tell me that's illegal. It's not illegal. It's absurd. And then when you've got three or four of them, anytime you have three or four, could you imagine if this was footage of some poor Antifa member, just some small frail? They're either really overweight and they haven't missed a meal, or they're skinny as a rail typically. You know what I mean? You're just like, okay, that one's doing drugs and that one eats her feelings away. Imagine having, you know, one of the small, tiny, little skinny ones, because one of the requests and the goods that they needed, donations for the cause, was small little gloves. Oh, we need small little gloves for small little hands. He had a small little hand, and all of a sudden, four or five guys from, I don't know, Proud Boys came up and just started harassing them. Number one, that just wouldn't happen. That just wouldn't happen. But this happens with Antifa all day long. They'll harass you. They want to do what they want to do, but they don't want any limitations on that activity being done. And then they're going to take claim for domestic terrorism, for burning up 17 police cars. Throw them in jail, let them cool their jets. But again, that's not going to happen because this is Portland. And school administrators all the way up to district attorneys are just going to, it's Antifa. They're expressing their freedom of speech. They're just doing their thing. Black block. Yep. We know that they got that spray paint handy. They're going to write some really, really wisdom, you know, words of wisdom on the sides of buildings. And, you know, they're going to try and keep the Black Lives Matter from the free Palestine. They're going to try and keep that kind of separated. But then at the end of the day, it's just all about Antifa and their just ridiculousness. We've beaten this one into the ground. Thanks so much for being here. I'll catch up with you on the next one. Bye for now.